The fourth parak focuses on the heichal, and the heichal can be used in two ways. It can either refer to the complex, which included the ulam on the eastern side, and all the way on the western side was the kodesh kodashim, and in between them was the kodesh. Or it can refer to just the Kodesh itself, that's between the Ulam and the Kodesh Kodoshim, that was also called the Heichal. And just what happened in these rooms, the Ulam, that we talked about in the previous parak, that was very long and narrow. In the Heichal itself, or the Kodesh that's in between, that's where the menorah was, the Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim that was swapped in on Shabbos, and also the Mizbeach HaZahav where the Ketores was done. That was all in the Kodesh, also called the Heichal itself. And on the western side was the Kodesh Kodashim, where the Aron HaKodesh was. Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Pischo Shel Eichal, to get from the Ulam into the Heichal, also called the Kodesh, the dimensions were as follows, Gavo Esri Mama, it was 20 Amos high, V'Rachba Eser Amos, and it was 10 Amos wide. And this is very complicated in the following sense, that to get from the Ulam to the Heichal, it wasn't a simple door that you went through. It was actually a wall that was 6 Amos thick. And at the beginning of that thickness, there were doors. And at the end, to get into the Heichal itself, there were another set of doors. So it's double doors at the beginning of the 6 Amos thickness of the wall, and at the end of it as well. And it says as follows, V'arba dlatos hayula, there were 4 doors, in other words, 2 sets of double doors, shtayim bifnim shtayim bachutz, 2 on the inside and 2 on the outside. So just to, before we get into the pasuk, what's going on here is that the doors on the inside, we're talking about the doors to go from the ulam to the inside the thickness of the thickness of the wall. So the hinges, the doorpost was actually on the inside of that, according to the Tanna Kamma, and the doors were 5 almost long. So what happened was that with 1 amma of the doorpost and the doors opening into the thickness of the wall, that would cover the entire wall of 6 ammas. And the second set of walls, the doorpost was actually outside the thickness of the wall, was on inside the heichal with the doorpost, and those opened up into the heichal, covering the wall of the heichal. So it says as follows: Ha'ilo shtayim bibitnim shtayim babachut shenemar. And so the pasuk says in Yechezkel, shtayim dlatos laheichal hakodesh. There were 2 doors, 2 sets of double doors going in, one at the beginning of the thickness of the wall, one at the end of the thickness of the wall. Hachitzonos niftachol letoch haPesach lechatzos ovyo shel kosel. As we said before, the chitzonos, those the outer walls, those are the walls, the outer doors, the doors that you went to, that you saw when you got from the ulam right into the thickness of the wall. Those opened into the thickness of the wall and covered it, covered the entire wall, because as mentioned, the doorpost was 1 amma, and those doors were 5 ammas long, so that's a total of 6 ammas, and the entire thickness inside the wall was 6 ammas. That was fully covered. Vapnimios, and the inner doors, niftacha lesoch habayis lechasot achar, lotos, that opened it up into the heichal itself, and it covered the walls of the heichal, shekol habayis tuach bazav, and the Mishnah comments that the entire inside of the bias of the Heichal was plated with gold, with the exception, chutz ma'achar adlatos, with the exception of where these doors open up. So the doors that opened up into the thickness of the wall, that those are the outer doors, that those areas inside the thickness of the wall were not covered with gold, because the doors themselves were covered with gold, and also the inner doors that covered, they opened up into the Heichal and covered the walls of the Heichal. The walls of the Heichal there were covered, were not plated with gold, because the doors themselves were plated with gold. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has a different take on these things, and just we'll say it outside before reading it inside the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda was of the view, he agrees that there were double doors both at the beginning of the thickness of the wall and the end of the thickness of the wall, but he was of the view that those double doors were actually folding doors. So instead of each door being 5 amos when opened, it was 5 amos before opened, but they folded into 2.5 amos. So what happened was, his view was that the doorposts of each, the inner door and the outer door at the beginning of the thickness of the wall, the doorpost was inside the thickness of the wall. So the thickness of the wall is 6 amos, and the doorposts were each 0.5 amos thick. Accordingly, you get to the first doors, the doorpost half an amma thick, and when the doors were open, it was folded door, so it was 2.5 ammas leaning against the thickness of the wall, so that's a total of 3 ammas. That's the half amma from the doorpost and 2.5 ammas from the folded door, that's 3 ammas. And the inner doors also, they didn't open up into the heichal, they opened back into the thickness of the wall, and also those doorposts were 0.5 amma in the thickness, at the end of the thickness of the wall, and the door 2.5 ammas as well, so 3 ammas. So 3 ammas and 3 ammas, 6 ammas, the entire thickness of the wall was covered. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, let's see it inside. Besocha Pesach Hayu Omdos. All of the hinges to the doors were inside the thickness of the wall. Ukamin ki itstramia, excuse me, itstra mita hayu v'niklafa la'acharem, and they were like folding doors with hinges, and they would fold in, both sets would fold into the thickness of the wall. Elu shnei amos umechsev, elu shnei amos umechsev, and each of the doors, when they were folded up, were 2.5 ammas and 2.5 ammas, chetzi amma mezuzah mekan, v'chetzi amma mezuzah mekan, and the doorposts also, each one was 0.5 amma, shnei amma, shtayim latot latot, shtayim usabot latot, shtayim ledeles, echad ushtet latot acheres. The pasuk to the Bartanu explains, amma kol delet, v'delet haita chaluka l'shtayim. The limud is that there were two sets of double doors, and each of the sets of the double doors, each of the doors was divided in two, so instead of 5 wide when it opened, it was 2.5 ammas total, and that was a total of 5 ammas between the two folded doors and the doorpost. The entire expanse of the thickness of the wall was covered when open. Mishnah Bay says as follows, Ushnei Pishpashin Hayula Lashara Gadol. We're talking now about the entrance again from the Ulam going into the Heichal. So there was a large door there. That's the one we've been talking about in Mishnah Aleph. But next to those, next to that large door, there were actually two smaller doors as well, Echad Betzafon Ve'Echad Bedorim, one on the north side of the larger door, one on the south side of the larger door. Shebedarim lo nichnas bo adam eolam. The one on the southern side was never used. It was never opened. People didn't use it. Va'alav hu meforash al yidei Yecheskel. And the pasuk in Yecheskel talking about that southern door says as follows, Shenemar, Fayomer Eli Hashem. Yecheskel records, and this is going to be applicable for the Bayis Shlishi, applies to the Bayis Sheni as well, Hashar hazeh saguria lo yifasech v'ish lo yavo bo ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael bo v'hayasagor. This southern entrance is going to stay closed. People won't be using it. This is the entrance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. Natal Atzamavteach. So now we're talking about the coin that is opening up in the morning, the Heichal. So what he would do is he would not use the key to open up the larger door. He would actually take the key, Ufasach et HaPishpas, and he would go in through the Pishpas. That is the door that was to be used on the northern side. V'nichnas lahata u'me'ata laHeichal. And what he would do, and this ties, is a cell there. So let's just go through the specifications here of what happened. There was this door on the northern side that the Kohen would enter through, and he would go in, and he went into a chamber that is one of 38 chambers we'll talk about later in our perek. Then, and this was a very significant one, it was on the northeastern side of the Heichal, and that chamber, you entered through the Pishpash, this little small door, went into that chamber, that's called the Ta, and from that chamber, you would make a left, and you would go through another short area that had a door from that northeastern chamber into the Heichal itself, and then he would open the Heichal door, the large Heichal door, from the inside. So it says, V'nichnas lata, he would go into that northeastern chamber, that cell, U'me'ata la'Heichal, he would go into the Heichal, and then he would open the door from the inside. He'd open the inner door and then the outer door, but both from the inside. Rabbi Yehuda has a different take on this. He does agree that the door was opened through that Pishpash, through that northern small door, but instead of going from there into this northeastern cell, this little chamber there, and then going from there into the Heichal, Rabbi Yehuda was the view that there was a passageway through the thickness of the wall. So once you got in through that Pishpash, you would make a left, the Kohen would make a left, go through the passageway through the door, and he would wind up between the inner and outer doors of the Heichal. So he would wind up between the two, and accordingly he would open up the outer doors when he was standing on the inside, because he's between the doors, and he would open up the inner doors from the outside as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'soch Ovi, Yishal Kozal Yamahala, he went through the thickness of the wall, Achenim, Nimsa Omed Ben Shnei Asarim, and he was standing between the two sets of double doors. Upasach et achitzonos bifnim, and he opened up the outer doors from the inside, because he's standing on the inside. Veta penimios hachpat mibachutz, and he opened up the inner doors from the outside. Mishnah Gimel tells us as follows, that there were 38 storage areas, and this is the Ta that we said. We talked about the northeastern Ta. That was a special one, and we'll get back to it in a little bit. In addition to that, in total, there were 38 of these cells, or these small rooms, and they were located around the outside perimeter of the wall of the Heichal. So if we think about it, the Heichal was open on the inside in the Kodesh Kedoshim. There was a wall around that. It was six amos all around it on the north, south, and eastern sides. And around that and adjacent to that were these 38 cells. We'll talk about them in a little bit. And outside of these cells, they were on three stories. There was another wall. This is the wall of the Ta area, and that was five amos thick. So it says as follows, and by the way, these 38 Ta'im, they were used to store the valuables in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Shloshim u'shmone Ta'im ayusham. There were 38 Ta'im, 38 of these chambers there. Chamisha asar b'tzavon, there were 15 of them on the northern side. Chamisha asar b'darom, 15 of them on the southern side. U'shmone b'marav, and 8 of them on the western side. So we have them on the north, south, and east. We do not have it on the west, because on the west was the ulam itself. And Shebet Safon, Shebet Dorim, Chamisha, Gabe Chamisha, the structure was as follows. On the northern and southern side, when we said there were 15, there were actually three stories. So there was five on the bottom story, and then five on the upper story, Chamisha, Gabe, and five on the upper story, for a total of 15 on both the north side and the south side. So 15 and 15 is 30. Ushebamarav, on the western side, we have a number, we have left 8 of them to make a 38. Shlosha, Gabe, Shlosha, the bottom floor and the middle floor had 3 and 3. That's a total of 6. Ushnaim, Gabe, and 2 on top. For 8, so we have 15 on the north, 15 on the south, and we have 8 on the western side for a total of 38. In general, this is not for everyone, but it says that each one of them had three entrances as follows. We'll list them out. Echad letayim miyamin, a door so you can go to the cell on the right side. Vechad letayim as well, and a door to go onto the cell on the left side. Echad letasha al gabav, and one also in the roof. It had like a window that you could go up to go onto the cell above it. Now that would only apply for the first floor and the second floor. There are three floors. The one on the cells on the third floor did not have an entrance onto the roof above the area of the Ta. So those only had two doors. Now let's get back to our Uvekeren Mizrachit Tfonis. Let's get back to the northeastern cell that we talked about, that the coin would go through that Pishpas and enter into that northeastern cell. That one, Ayu Chamisha Psachim, that had five doors in it. That was a special one. And now we're going to list those out. Echad Latayim Minamin, it had an entrance to get onto the Ta, to get onto the cell that was on its right side. Ve'echad letash al gabav, and to get into the cell that was above it. And number three, ve'echad lemesiba, we're going to talk about this shortly in our parak, but on a high level, this was to get out onto a ramp. We're at right now in the northeastern cell, and that ramp would run across the entire northern side of the Heichal and take you to the roof above the Ta area. So echad lemesiba. The Echad, the Pishpash number four, was that one that we talked about, that the coin would enter in from the Pishpash, from that door, so he would come into this northeastern cell. The Echad, the Heichal, and also from the cells we mentioned, the Tana Kama and the prior Mishnah, that he would come in through the Pishpash, come into the cell, and go from there into the Heichal. So there was also a door from this cell into the Heichal. Mishnah Dalet says as follows, in the structure of this, HaTachtona, Chamisha, Verovachisha, just on a high level before we get into the Mishnah, when it comes to the thickness of the doors, on average, of the walls, the wall of the Heichal, that's right outside the Heichal, on the perimeter of the Heichal, was six amos wide. And we'll tweak that in a little bit, but it was six amos wide. And on the other side of that, we had the thickness of the wall. We had the wall itself on the other side of the cells. So that was five amos wide. And between them, we had the cells. Now, truth be told, the wall of the Heichal started wider, and it got more and more narrow. So it started at 7 amos, and then it went to 6 amos, 5 amos, 4 amos. It got narrower and narrower. But because of the narrowing of the wall of the Heichal, that means that the Ta area, the cells that were next to them, could get thicker and thicker as it went up. So those got wider and wider. So just on the bottom level, we said that there are three levels of these Ta's. On the bottom story, the thickness of the Hecha wall was 7 amas wide, and the cell itself right next, it was 5 amas wide. And then as the wall got thinner on the second story, the wall of the Hecha was 6 amas, so the cell could get wider. That became, say, 6 amas instead of 5. And then as the wall got thinner on the third story up, that was 5 amas. Then the cell got 7 amas wide. So there was a reverse relationship between the thickness of the wall of the Hechal and the width of the cell itself. Now, when it came to the cells, we said that the cells went up from a first floor, a second floor, a third floor, from 5 to 6 to 7. On top of the one that was 5, there was a roof on top of it that was 6 amas wide. So on top of that, the cell that was 6 amas could stay on top of that. And on top of that second cell, the second cell going up, the second story, the cell itself was 6 amas wide, but the roof on top of it was wider than that. It was 7 amas wide. So on top of that, the third cell up, the third story up, would be 7 amas wide. So that's what our Mishnah tells us. Mishnah Dalet tells us as follows: HaTachtona, the bottom cell, Chamisha, was 5 amas wide, and on top of it, it had 4, it had a ceiling on top of it, that was 6 amos wide, and the third, and the middle cell, that's on the second story, that one was shisha, so that one was 6 amos wide, and on top of it, it had a roof, it had a ceiling, that was 7 amos wide, accordingly, the cell would sit on top of that 7 ama wide floor, and it itself, that cell was 7 amos as well. Shneamar, as it says in the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, in tracking these three stories, Hayetziah Tachtona Chamesh Ba'amar Achva, when it came to the bottom floor, the bottom cell, it was 5 amos wide. Vatichona Shesh Ba'amar Achva, when it came to the middle cell, it was 6 amos wide. Vashlishis, this is the top cell, the third story, Sheva Ba'amar Achva, it was 7 amos wide. Now we're going to get back to Mishnah. Hey, we said that the Mesiba, we said that that northeastern cell had 5 different doors, and one of them was to lead out to the Mesiba, which is a ramp. With that northeastern cell that we're talking about, that was on the second story, and it would lead out to this ramp that would go across the entire expanse of the northern side and lead up to the roof. So the Mishnah tracks as follows. Actually, before we get into the Mishnah itself, this is a fairly complicated and technical Mishnah. What we're going to see here is that that ramp you went on the northern side, that got you to the top of the roof. And in order to get to the roof, this is the roof on top of the cell complex. This is not the roof of the entire Hechal. The roof of the Hechal was much, much higher. So to get to that, what you would do is you would walk up this ramp on the inside of the structure of the building, and then you would get to the roof, and you'd have to walk around the western side on top of the roof of the Taharia. Then you would go onto the southern side part way, then you would take a ladder all the way up to the roof of the Hechal. And that's what we're going to track, and there's going to be a stop along the way with that ladder on the southern side. So Mishnah Hay says as follows: a Mesiba Haisa Ola Mikarem Mizrachit Tzvonit, Mikarem Tzvonit Maravid. You would go from that northeastern cell, and you would go on that Mesiba, where that is that ramp, and you would take it all the way up from the northeastern side of the Hechal to the northwestern side of the Hechal, all inside Shabohayu Olim Leganaratayim, and that you would take you, the Kohen, to the roof on top of the Ta'im complex. Hayaola b'Mesiba. So this is, he's going up on this, in this ramp, he's on the northeastern side, he's walking towards the west, Upanav Lemarav, so he's facing the west, walking up, going from the northeast to the northwest. Hilech al Pnei Hatzaf, and he went the entire expanse of the northern side inside on this ramp, Achuma Gilamarav, until he gets to the west. That's the top of the ramp, and he exits, goes onto the roof of the Taim. Higilamarav. Now he gets to the western side, and now Vahafach Panav Ladaram, and he's going to go on the southern side. He turns his face to the southern side. Hilech al Pnei Marav, he goes on the entire western side, on top of the roof, Achuma Gilamarav. He gets to the southern side now, so we've gone from the north, we've gone down the west, now we're getting to the south, and you're going to turn on the south. Now that he got to the southern side, he's going to turn to the east, and he's going to walk around the southern side of Yamalek with Daram. He's walking on the southern side, not the whole way. Now he actually has to, before he gets to what's called the Pischa Shel Aliyah, he had to go partly up a ladder on the southern side, and this is going to lead then to the Pischa Shel Aliyah, which means there's an entrance way, and in order to get into the Heichal on the second story, in the Hechal itself, there are actually only 2 stories. We talked about the Ta complex that was outside the Hechal, around the perimeter of the Hechal. In the Hechal itself, there were actually 2 stories. They were fairly high. And in order to enter onto the second story of the Heichal, you had to go up this ladder, and you had to enter into that area called the Pischa Shel Aliyah, the opening of the Aliyah. That means the second story of the Heichal. And that is where you can go into Pischa Shel Aliyah Pasuach L'Dorim. The only way you could get into that second story in the Heichal, it was open to the south. That means you have to go up the ladder part way until you get there. Pischa Shel Aliyah Hayushnei Klonasochalaris, and once you get inside and you're on the second story of the Heichal, there were actually two Klonasochalaris. I'm sorry, I made a mistake there. It was actually from the Pischa Shel Aliyah. If you kept on going up, the ladder would continue. So there were beams of Erez, of cedar, Shebahena Yu'olim LaGaga Shel Aliyah, that you would be able to get to the top of the Heichal. So what is happening here is that we had a ladder all the way up. Part of it, you go up part of it and you get to the Pischa Shel Aliyah in order to enter. And then you continue going up that ladder and you would get to the roof of the Heichal. V'roshe Pispasi. Now we're back inside that second story of the Heichal. V'roshe Pispasi. Mavdilim Ba'aliyah Ben HaKodesh to Ben Kodesh Kodeshim. They were actually, in order to know which part of it was on top of the Kodesh, and which was on top of the Kodesh Kodashim, the ends of wooden beams would stick out, both on the northern and southern side, to demarcate when somebody was going to the Kodesh Kodashim and back. And people had to know it because there were limitations to Kedusha extended. It wasn't only on the first story where the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim were, but that Kedusha extended onto the second story as well. You just couldn't go in for any reason. And for example, in order to fix things in the Kodesh Kodashim, you weren't even allowed to look around. You couldn't have anah. Accordingly, what they had to do is velulim hayupsuchim ba'aliyah, the base Kodesh Kodashim, in order to fix things, they had these openings like hatches in the roof. This is on the second story, and they would lower in with ropes, kohanim, in a teva, in a box. And the point of the box was it was closed on three sides, only open on one side. We wanted to then disable the coin from being able to look around and having hana from looking at the Kodesh Kodashim. So he could only look out in one area and fix the specific thing that needed to be fixed in the Kodesh Kodashim and get out of there. Shebahem ayu meshal shalina seumanim b'seva, so they were lower in the craftsmen down in those boxes, kedei shalo yazunu eineya mebeis Kodesh Kodashim, so that they would not benefit looking around in the Kodesh Kodashim. We are now in Mishnah Vav, and thereafterward, Mishnah Zayin, we're going to talk about the dimensions of the Heichal itself, and we're going to talk about in Mishnah Vav the height of the Heichal. So we said as before that there were actually two stories in the Heichal. Mishnah Vav, the Heichal, Mea al Mea, Arum Mea, the dimensions of the Heichal were 100 by 100 by 100, 100 height. And what we're going to talk about is the height of the Heichal in this Mishnah. And it started on the bottom, Ha'otim Shesh Amos. On the bottom that was laying on the floor was a platform. It acted as the foundation to support the structure of the Heichal. That was called the Otem. That was 6 Amos thick. So now we're 6 Amos above the ground. V'gavo Arbaim Amah. And the entire internal chamber of the Heichal was 40 Amos high. And at the top of that 40 Amos, so now we're 46 Amos above ground, Amma Kior, there was a decorative area made of a stone that jutted out. So that was called the Kior area. That was 1 Amma thick, Amasayim Beis Dilfan, another 2 Ammas above that. There were heavy wooden beams that acted as the structure for the ceiling and the floor of the above story. So Va'amma Tikra, and above that, there was 1 Amma thickness of the ceiling. Va'amma Maziva, in addition, above that was 1 Amma of stone and plaster. That was the floor for the second story above. And now we're going to talk about the second story above, the Gova Shal Aliyah, another Arba Imama, the entire chamber inside on the second story was 40 Amas. And now we're going to have the same thing as we saw before. Before we said that at the top of the 40 of the Heichal, the chamber of the Heichal, we had 1 Amma for decoration stones, and we also had 2 Ammas for structural support beams, and then we had 1 Amma for a ceiling and 1 Amma for flooring. We have the same thing here in the second story. So we had the 40 of the chamber of the second story, Va'ama Kior, Va'ama Saim Beis Dilfa, Va'ama Tikra, Va'ama Maziv, all the same as we saw before. But on top of that, there was something additional, Va'shalos Amos Ma'aka, there was a fence around the perimeter of the roof, and that gets us to 99 Amos, Va'ama Kale Orev, and on top of that, there was a sharp iron structure that stuck out. It was in 1 Amma high, and the point of it was very sharp, was to keep the birds away. So that gets us to 100 Amos, according to the Tanakama. Rebbe Yehuda tweaks it a little bit at the top here. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Lo Haya Kale Orev Ola Min Aminyan, that 1 Amma metal that was sharp to keep the birds away, that did not count in the 100 amas height of the heichal, but rather ela arba amas hayamaka, instead of the maka being 3 amas, it was 4 amas, and that gets you to the 100 amas, and the kale orev was on top of that. Mishnah Vav is going to talk about not the height, we just talked about the 100 amas height, now we're going to talk about the width and the length of the heichal, and we're going to initially go me'amizrach lemara me'ama, going from east to west is 100 amas. So we're going to track it from east to west as follows. Kosel ha'ulam chamesh. We're starting at the beginning all the way on the eastern side. The thickness of the wall, the outer wall of the ulam, was 5 amos. And then the ulam itself, the open area in the ulam, ba'ulam achadasar, that was 11 inside the ulam. And then we get to the outer wall of the heichal, as we said before, kosel ha'heichal sheis, that is going to be 6 amos thick. And now we're getting into the chamber of the Heichal itself is socho arba'im amos, 40 amos going on an east to west direction. So that was 40 amos. And then you would get to the division between the Heichal, also called the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that was an amatraxin in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash, it was a wall that was 1 amah thick. In the time of Bais Shemi, it was a 2 curtains, one at the beginning of the Amma, one at the end of the Amma, so that was an Amma thickness. And then in the Kodesh Kodoshim, going east to west, V'esrim Amma Beis Kodesh Kodoshim, that was 20 Ammas. And then you get to the back side, Kosel HaHeichal Sheish, we get to the back wall of the Heichal, that's another 6. And then we said before that we had that Ta area going all around on the northern, southern, and western side. So now we're talking about the western side, so we got to the Ta. The Ta on the middle level was Sheish, it was 6 Ammas, and we get to the back wall of the Ta, Vikosala Ta, that was another Chamesh, another 50. Minat Safon, Ledarom, Shivi Mama. Now, when we're going to north to south, so that we just went from east to west, that's a total of 100 Amas. But when we go from north to south, initially we said it's 100 Amas, but now what we're going to see is that on the western side of the Heichal, when we go from north to south, it's going to be 70 Amas. But when we are on the eastern side, when we're measuring the ulam itself, the ulam was much longer when we are looking to a north-south distance. That was 100 amas. So now we're going to count 70 amas going, again, north to south, but on the western side as follows. Minatzaf al-Nadar, I'm going north to south. Shivim amas is 70 amas. Kosel HaMesiba, we're starting on the way outside, next to the Mesiba that we talked about, that's ramp on the north side, there was actually a wall outside of that, more to the north, so that wall on the outside of the Mesiba was 5 amos, and the ramp itself on Mesiba was shalosh, that was 3 amos, and now we're working our way in. First, we're going to go to the Ta area, and then we're going to go to the Heichal wall, and we're going to be inside the Heichal, and then we're going to go to the outer wall of the Heichal, and then Ta area again as well. So we're going to track it all. As well as Kosel HaMesiba Chamesh, the wall of the Mesiba was 5. HaMesiba Shalosh, and the thickness of the ramp was 3 amas. Kosel HaTa Chamesh, now we get to the wall of the Ta, that's 5. HaTa itself is Sheish, that was the cells itself was 6. We're talking about on the middle story. Kosel HaEichal Chamesh, we're getting to the Kosel, the wall of the Heichal itself on the outside of the Heichal was 6. Vitocho Esrim Amas, going inside the Heichal, the chamber of the Heichal was 20 Amas. Kosel HaHeichal Sheish, we get to the other side of the Heichal on the southern side. So again, we have the wall on the outside of the Heichal was 6. And now we're back to the Ta area. Vata Sheish, the chamber itself was 6. Vakotel HaTa Chamesh, then the outer wall of the Ta was 5. Ubeis Horadas HaMaim Shalosh Amas. Now we get to the other side. There was a irrigation process that when the water would fall on top of the roof of the Heichal, it needed to have runoff area. So that would run off into the area called the Beis Horadas HaMayim, and that was 3 amos thick, going from north to south, Kosel Chamesh Amos, and the outer wall was 5 amos. This is a total of 70 going from north to south, but we are again on the western side of the Heichal, so that's not 100, but we're going to see that it's 100 on the eastern side, where we take the ulam and go north to south in the ulam. Ha'ulam odef alav chamesh she'ama min hatzafon v'chamesh she'ama midorom. The ulam itself went further to the north, 15 amos, and further to the south, 15 amos. So when we have the 70 and we go 15, 15 amos more in each direction. That gives us a total of 100. And what did they do in the northern and southern side of the ulam when we had that extra 15 amos in each direction? Voyanikra beis ha-chalifas. That was called the chamber of the knives. Why was it called two chambers of the knives? Shesham gonzim et ha-sachinim. That is where the kohanim stored their knives for the shechita. And now if we take a step back and look at the heichal on a high level, we have the at the beginning of the heichal when we're pointing towards it, when we have the ulam, we have the ulam that is very wide when you go on to a north-south basis, and it gets much more narrow. It's not 100, but it's 70 on a north-to-south basis. And accordingly, the Mishnah tells us as follows, the heichal was narrow in the back, that's on the western side, that was 70 amos, and it was wide on the front, that's on the eastern side, that was 100 amos, and that looked like a lion. A lion has a very wide face in front, a narrow body in back, v'dolum la'ari, looks like a lion. Shenei Mardis, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, referring to the building of the heichal, hoy ariel ariel kiryat chana David, which is O Ariel Ariel, referring to the Heichal city where David encamped, to King David, David HaMelech. And now the drasha, what's the comparison between the Heichal and Ariel and the lion? Maha Ari Tzar Ma'achorav Aracha Melefanav, just like a Ari, just like a lion. It is narrow in back and wide in front where it has its face. Afa Heichal Tzar Ma'achorav Aracha Melefanav, so too with the Heichal, it is narrow in back and it is wide in the front where the ulam is located.